Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for June 5, 2018 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. A note from Ginger Rush: unless there's information that needs to be shared, these notes will come out less frequently throughout the summer months. Don't forget to invite your friends to join us in the fall, and we'll see you at the picnic in July and for summer practice. See below for tentative dates. The Brighter Path Foundation and Forsyth Blind Bowlers invite everyone to the Brighter Path Invitational Tournament in Winston-Salem on June the 9th. Forsyth will accept cash the day of the event, but if anyone else wants to go, please let Ginger know ASAP so that we can make sure we have adequate transportation available. Participants traveling to Winston-Salem should meet at the JC Park at 6:30 a.m., and our vehicles will depart promptly at 6:45 a.m. We will stop briefly in Burlington for breakfast before traveling to Creekside Lanes in Winston-Salem, and anticipate a dinner stop in Burlington at Harbor Inn on the way home. Insightful Visionaries will host the 2018 Blind Idol 4th Annual Semi-Annual Finals for a Brighter Path of Winston-Salem. The festive event will be held in Durham at the historic Carolina Theater on June 16. Approximately 600 people are expected to be in attendance. MCs for the evening are ABC 11 Eyewitness News co-anchor Andrea Blanford and Ann Brennan of TRRS. There will be a special tribute in remembrance of Mr. James Benton, who served as MC for the 2017 Blind Idol. The 10 contestants competing in the 2018 National Blind Idol Competition originate from a variety of states, including New York, Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Those competing in the semifinal round are Charmia Dixon, Sherry Moyers, Craig Ellis, Donnie Best, Lawrence Carter, Louis Cisneros, Marsha Harton, Marlana Van Hoos, Willie Jones, and Brooke Brown. The 2016 Blind Idol winner, Charity Hampton, and the 2017 winner, Jordan Sheffer, were both recommended by the 2017 Blind Idol special guest artist, Matthew Whitaker, to perform on the Apollo Theater's Amateur Night at the Apollo in 2018. Charity recorded her performance on April 25th of 2018, and Jordan's performance date is scheduled for June 28, 2018. The 2018 featured artist is Novocaine, a.k.a. the Blind Rapper, a national recording artist from the Braille Music Tour. Braille Music is a socially conscious movement advocating clean hip-hop that inspires people to break through stereotypes and overcome adversity. Determined to share his message around the world, Nova says, "No matter what obstacles you may face, you can overcome anything with belief and hard work." The full day of activities for this event include from 4 to 6 p.m. a Mardi Gras reception. Prior to the show, enjoy a reception including live Mardi Gras entertainment and charity casino games. From 4 to 6 p.m., Visions Resource Lounge. Explore services, assistive technology, independent living aids, all things that are available to the visually challenged. Vendors will include DSB, AllSight, ERA, TRRS, GMS, Envision, and more. From 6 to 8 p.m., the National Blind Idol Singing Competition of 2018 will be held. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at the Carolina Theater box office and online at http://www.carolinatheater, and that's theatre.org/events. Contact Raleigh Parks and Recreation for transportation, Tara Wagner, at 919-996-2145. You can reach her also by email at tara.wagner@raleighnc.gov. For more information, see www.insightfulvisionaries.org or send an email to email@insightfulvisionaries.com. The national tournament wrap-up. We have all returned and mostly recovered from our trip to Las Vegas last week for the national tournament. We had a great trip. We might not have bowled as well as we would have liked, but we had many wonderful adventures. We were able to see the Hoover Dam, Lake Mead, and the Las Vegas Strip. The hotel was most accommodating, with security officers and staff helping to escort people as needed all week. A few people managed to win a little money, and it seems that everyone had a good time. We'd like to express our particular appreciation to some of our younger outlaws. Van McLean Jr. and Tashana McDuffie both were very helpful on and off the lanes, pin spotting and helping bowlers retrieve balls from the return. Renee Benton also was quite helpful, shuttling people from the airport when our large group arrived on Sunday evening and taking people to the store and picking things up for us. Willie Jones had a bit of a scare with his blood sugar, but has recovered, and Mike Blunt stepped in on his team and bowled in his place. Special thanks also to all of the Bentons, Annette, who bowled with the Gunslingers to honor James, Michelle, Faye, Jackie, Cassandra, and Kevin, who all came to join us for all or part of the week. Regarding our trip on Monday to Hoover Dam and the Lake Mead cruise, since we were unable to go down into the dam itself due to a malfunctioning elevator, I called the tour company to inquire about a partial refund of the cost. They are already processing refunds for the portion of the tour that we did not get to experience, so the difference should appear on your credit card soon. The National Tournament Committee is having a raffle for the 2019 Pittsburgh Tournament. Tickets are $5 each. Mike Staub is in charge of this raffle and has worked hard to retain all the prizes. It is called the Pittsburgh Experience Raffle. There will be only one winner, and the drawing will be in November during the mid-year meeting of November 2018. The winner will win tournament entry fees for the Pittsburgh Tournament 2019, round-trip sedan service for you and a guest to and from the airport, a four-night stay at the Sheraton, a Just a Ducky tour ride for you and a guest, a captain's dinner cruise for you and a guest on the Gateway Clipper, and Sunday brunch for you and a guest at the Grand Concourse Restaurant. This is over an $800 value. You can contact Mike at 412-304-8590 or Sandy McDaniel, and we will mail the tickets to you. Joy Spencer also has tickets available. If you need any other information, please feel free to contact Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. Email Sandy, M-C-A-N-D, email address Sandy McDan 01, S-A-N-D-Y, M-C-D-A-N 01. At yahoo.com, or give her a call at 386-576-6413. The date for the summer CBA meeting is June 30 in Greensboro at the home of Lonnie and Anita Cunningham, 1007 Ashe, A-S-H-E Street. We will begin the meeting at 10 a.m. and conclude with a lunch and social time following the session. Outlaws wishing to attend should let Ginger know by Saturday of this week. We will depart from the JC Center at 8 a.m., driving nonstop to Greensboro. We're still taking orders for shirts in memory of James B. Shirts are $15 each and are available in all sizes. They are black with a picture of James on the front. Above the picture, it says, "Never Say Can't." And below the picture, it says, "In memory of James Benton, 4/14/1958-11/4/2017. On the back, it says, "Hashtag Outlaw Strong." And Jeff Tucker is still taking orders for CBA shirts, jackets, etc., and has luggage tags available. Jeff also has raffle tickets available for a two-night stay and dinner during the fall CBA tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Those tickets are $5 for three or $2 each. The tentative date for the Outlaw Picnic is now July 28, as there is a dart tournament on our original date of July 14. Stand by for details, as we will have to confirm with the city on availability of a location. Summer practice is scheduled for July 19, July 26, August 2, and August 9, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Buffalo North. We will not have transportation for these nights, but everyone is welcome to participate. Just let Ginger know by Tuesday of each week that you plan to come so that we can make sure we have enough lanes. You can begin making reservations now for the October 26-28 Carolina Bowling Alliance Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. We have three hotels, all on the same parking lot, and we will have activities in two of the three on Friday and Saturday. The hotel cost is the same for all three properties, $99 per night plus taxes. This is the rate for a regular room with a king-size bed or a room with two double beds. First, the Hilton Garden Inn. This is the first of the three hotels that we have rooms booked at. The hotel has a restaurant where you can purchase both breakfast and dinner. The auction and dance will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn on Saturday night. The hotel has an indoor pool. Reservations, call 877-782-9444 and use the code CBB. The location is 1065 Stevens Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30907. The Holiday Inn Express offers a free continental breakfast to those who stay in the hotel. There is an indoor pool and a hot tub. The hospitality will be held at the Holiday Inn Express on Friday night. Reservations for the Holiday Inn Express, call 888-231-5543 and use code CBB. The location is 1073 Stevens Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30907. And finally, the Sheraton will be our overflow hotel. They have a restaurant on site that serves breakfast and dinner. The hotel also has an indoor pool. For reservations, call 866-837-4212 and use the code CJ26AA. And their location is 1069 Stevens Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30907. Melissa Tucker is now a distributor for Watkins Products. Watkins is a company that has been around since 1868. That company is 150 years old. They have products in several categories: spices, seasonings, flavors, and extracts for the cook, red and white liniments and balms, and beauty, healthcare, cough and cold, household cleaning products, and several other categories. To see all of the products, visit their website, https://www.watkins1868.com/894328. And at about the middle of the page, you'll find something that you can see that says click here to begin shopping. For any questions, please contact Melissa at melissatucker4@me.com. Medical updates. Mike Rush had to return to Duke Raleigh Hospital on Monday. He's doing okay, just still having some issues with fluid retention, and the doctors are trying to get the medication correct for him. The hot shots for week 27. Linda Lewis, 77. Willie Jones, 91. Judy Eason, 96. Troy Steele, 99. Darwishi Adams, 102. Dennis Glenn, 107. Karen Broderick, 110. John Watson, 111. Kaisha Adams, 113. Brian Lewis, 114. Cynthia Burdine, 115. Jenna Meck, 120. Letitia Adams, 123. Reggie Blunt, 123. Kenny Farr, 131. Sharon Benton, 140. Marjorie Conyers, 149. Mike Blunt, 158. Van McLean Jr., 158. Ralph Height, 162. Susan Blackwelder, 168. And Kevin Foster rounds it out at 190. Top tech tidbits. As we won't be doing the spare times every week, please go check out the top tech tidbits online to see all of the information available. Or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com/tidbits2016. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as tech tidbits. The deadline has been extended. What for? The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. This award, formerly known as the Mayor's Committee Scholarship Award, is now named in honor of James Benton Sr., who chaired the committee at the award's inception and who originated the idea of the scholarship. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work and community activities, honors, ability to express him or herself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application deadline has been extended. Applications must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee by June 29, 2018. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. For questions, please call Lori Millett at 919-324-1128. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. Applications must be sent to Housing and Neighborhoods Department, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, attention Lori Millett, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, Scholarship Selection Committee, 1 City Plaza, 421 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27602. If you know anyone who needs an application or more information, both Sharon and Ginger have the application forms as well, or you can contact the committee scholarship chair at the address above. And here's another scholarship opportunity. Each year, Learning Ally members who are completing undergraduate or graduate degrees and who are blind or visually impaired are eligible to apply for our Mary P. Owenschlager Scholarship Achievement Award Scholarship Program in recognition of academic achievement, outstanding leadership, and service to others. Scholarships range from $2,000 to $6,000 and are awarded to the top six students who are chosen by a national selection committee based on the student's academic achievements, educational achievement, outstanding leadership, and service to others. We are accepting applications now through June 30th. Winners will be notified of awards in early 2019. You may apply today online at the following address, https://MailChimp, M-A-I-L-C-H-I-M-P, / Learning Ally, A-L-L-Y, / 2018 L-T-L A-P-P-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N - 543833 ? = 6ABDD12557. For the calendar of events, please see the Arts Access website at www.artsaccessinc.org /add-performances.shtml for a listing of audio described programs. The Wake chapter of the NFV will hold their regular meeting on Saturday, June 9. The meeting time is from 1 until 3 p.m. The location is at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or send him an email at rcp7@bellsouth.net. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities' next meeting will be on Thursday, June 21, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. Don't blink now or you're going to miss it. It's the GMS AAI Reunion. It's about that time to start preparing for this reunion, sure to be full of entertainment, fun, frivolity, food, and fellowship. And here's what you need to know. The dates will be August 3 to 5, 2018. We will be staying at the luxurious Homewood Suites by Hilton Raleigh Crabtree Valley, located at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive in Raleigh. Check-in will be at 3 o'clock p.m. and check-out will be no later than noon on Sunday. We have reserved 50 rooms, 30 king and 20 doubles. Our rates are $100 and $109 per night for the kings and the doubles. 12.75% tax is added, or a total of $246.88 for the weekend. A hot breakfast is included at this rate. Rooms are currently available for booking. However, once these 50 rooms are booked and or after July 12, the room rates will resort back to the going rate, which is twice the amount that we are paying. The hotel has graciously consented to a convenient pay-as-you-go plan, and here's how it works. Please contact Central Reservations at 800-225-5466 to speak with a representative and book your room. Once you have secured a reservation, you can commence payments. You can make payments in two ways. You can do it the traditional way by paying in full upon arrival. What we suggest for those of you who are unable to do that is to fill out a credit card authorization form, which gives Monica Shreve, Sales Services Director, the authority to make drafts on your behalf. She's the only person authorized to do so. You will not be able to do this when you're contacting Central Reservations. So if you wish to use this option, contact Monica by phone to get a credit card authorization form to set up the payments. Her number is 919-785-1426. If you are so inclined to upload your authorization form, Monica's email address is monica.shreve, S-H-R-E-V-E, at hilton.com. An initial deposit of $10 or more is required and must be mailed along with your completed credit card authorization form to the address listed earlier. Make money orders payable to the Homewood Suites Crabtree Valley. No checks, please. After your initial $10 deposit, you are free to pay any amount you desire until your room is paid, or you can pay the remainder on the day of arrival. It is important to note when contacting Monica to make payments, you must provide your confirmation number as she will not have access to it. Therefore, please make a concerted effort to write this number down or recite it to your voice recorders to avoid any delays. The cancellation policy is fairly standard. You must cancel by 3 o'clock p.m. on August 3 or 24 hours before check-in without a penalty. Any monies applied to your credit card in advance will be fully refunded. Cancellations made within the 24-hour period or after 3 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, August 3, will result in a one-night stay charge plus the applicable tax of 12.75%. Registration fees are $65 for members and $75 for non-members. After July 14, there will be an additional $10 added to these totals. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAAI and mailed along with your registration form to Francis Council at the address listed at the top of this document. All registration fees are non-refundable unless approved by the committee chairperson. Mardi Gras will be our reunion theme for 2018, so come on and join us in celebrating a New Orleans traditional festival. And don't forget that our ever-evolving talent show will be back for another year, and if you're interested in participating, please contact our MC, George Littlejohn, at 816-825-0303, or send George an email at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com, and sweetbaby is S-U-I-T-E-B-A-B-Y. Finally, on Sunday morning, we will pause and have a prayer service and a memorial to give thanks and to remember those we have lost. So get ready to participate in our activities and maybe even win a prize. Come and bring a friend and make some new friends. Join us in celebrating another year's accomplishments at the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association reunion. If you need any assistance with your registration and application form, you may contact Francis Council at fcraleigh@aol.com or by phone at 919-832-9732. The GMS Alumni Association will also be holding its election during reunion weekend. That begins on Friday, August 3 of 2018. The nominating committee is seeking candidates for the positions of vice president, secretary, and two separate board seats. Those interested in one or more of these positions should get in touch with one or all of the nominating committee members whose contact information follows. Strong leadership determines the level of success of our organization, and we encourage our members to take an active role in planning the future of the GMS Alumni Association. Therefore, anyone seeking a seat on the GMSAA board should consider the following qualities. 1. Be a committed member of the organization. By that, we expect that you would have attended several of the meetings of the organization and have some knowledge of how the organization runs. 2. Be willing and able to continuously recruit new members and be committed to this endeavor. 3. Be willing and able to serve on at least one committee of the organization. 4. It is not a requirement, but it would be good if a nominee had good rapport with the leadership of the organization. And 5, one of the most important things is to be a team player, because not every decision that is made is going to go the way you think it should. So you should be able to have a compromising spirit. The deadline for letters of interest is June 15, 2018. Your letter should include which position you are interested in running for, as well as some information about yourself, so that the membership knows why you would be a good choice for their vote. Once we have a response from all the interested candidates, a report containing all nominees' names and profiles will be sent to the membership via email in early July. Please note that no nominations will be taken from the floor. Only interested candidates whose names are submitted with written profiles for publication will be on our slate of candidates. So, if you are interested in running for a GMSAAI board position, be sure to submit your information by the deadline. This process will give membership an opportunity to learn something of your qualifications prior to the election. The nominating committee members you need to contact are Daryl Eaton, Chair. Email is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, dot Eaton, 96, at gmail.com. Telephone number 703-855-4924. Lawrence Carter. Email is yellowdog at bellsouth.net, rather, and it's printed here as yellow, Y-A-L-L-O-W, D-O-G-G. At bellsouth.net. And the telephone number is 919-856-0034. Next, Yvonne Wright Kea, K-E-A. Email ywkea01 at icloud.com. And then the telephone number is 910-283-3981. Jana Simmons, email is jas11@mindspring.com, telephone number 919-801-3675. So with that, it's time to go on to some recipes which will bowl you over. And they come from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Number one is strawberry cheesecake trifle. The ingredients, strawberries, 2 pints of strawberries hulled and cubed, 1/3 cup granulated sugar, 1 lemon juiced, 1 21-ounce can of strawberry pie filling. Sounds good already. Vanilla cheesecake mousse, 2 8-ounce cream cheese containers softened, 2 cups of powdered sugar divided, 4 cups of heavy cream divided, 1 tablespoon of pure vanilla extract. And then you need also 1 angel food or vanilla pound cake that is cubed. The instructions, mix together the cubed strawberries with 1/3 cup granulated sugar and 1 juiced lemon. Stir well, then set aside to macerate while you make the filling. Whip together 2 8-ounce softened cream cheese containers with 1 1/2 cups of powdered sugar and 1 1/2 cups of heavy cream. Add 1 tablespoon of pure vanilla. Whip for 2 to 3 minutes until creamy, fluffy, and combined. In a separate bowl, whip the remaining 2 1/2 cups of heavy cream with 1/2 cup powdered sugar, more if desired. Whip until stiff peaks form. Fold 2 cups of the whipped sweetened fresh cream into the cheesecake mixture by hand. Reserve the remaining whipped sweetened fresh cream for the top of the trifle. Add the strawberry pie filling to the macerated strawberries and mix well. To assemble, alternate layers of cubed cake, strawberries, and vanilla cheesecake mousse. Repeat until all ingredients have been used. Top it off with the remaining sweetened fresh whipped cream and garnish as desired, and then store it chilled. And the next one is a banana cream cheesecake. The ingredients, there's crust, cheesecake filling, Bavarian cream, and whipped cream topping. For the crust, 2 1/4 cups, that's 302 grams, of graham cracker crumbs. 10 tablespoons, 140 grams, of salted butter, melted. 3 tablespoons, that's 39 grams, of sugar. For the cheesecake filling, 24 ounces or 678 grams of cream cheese at room temperature. 1 cup, that's 207 grams of sugar. 3 tablespoons, 24 grams of all-purpose flour. 1/4 cup, 58 grams of sour cream room temperature. 4 teaspoons of banana extract. 1 cup, 240 milliliters of pureed banana. And that's going to be 2 medium-sized bananas, ripe and yellow, not ones that have been browned. 3 eggs, large eggs, at room temperature. For the Bavarian cream, 1 teaspoon of powdered gelatin, 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, of milk, 2 egg yolks, 1/2 cup, or 120 milliliters, of heavy whipping cream, 2 tablespoons, 26 grams, sugar, 3/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon banana extract, 2/3 cup, 160 milliliters of heavy whipping cream, cold, 5 tablespoons, 36 grams of powdered sugar. And for the whipped cream topping, 1/2 cup heavy whipping cream, cold, 1/4 cup powdered sugar, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, and some fresh sliced bananas. Well, what are you going to do with all that stuff? Well, for the crust, preheat the oven to 325 degrees or 163 degrees centigrade and line a 9-inch 23-centimeter springform pan with parchment paper in the bottom and grease the sides. Combine the crust ingredients in a small bowl. Press the mixture into the bottom and up the sides of the springform pan. Bake the crust for 10 minutes and then set it aside to cool. Cover the outsides of the pan with aluminum foil so that the water from the water bath cannot get in. Look at the cheesecake instructions that follow on how to prepare a pan for a water bath. And set that prepared pan aside. For the cheesecake itself, reduce oven temperature to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 148 centigrade. In a large bowl, Beat the cream cheese, sugar, and flour on low speed until well completely combined and smooth. Be sure to use low speed to reduce the amount of air added to the batter, which can cause cracks. Scrape down the sides of the bowl. Add the sour cream and banana extract and mix on low speed until well combined. Add the pureed bananas and mix on low speed until combined. Add the eggs one at a time, mixing slowly to combine after each addition. Scrape down the sides of the bowl as needed to make sure everything is well combined. Then pour the cheesecake batter into the crust. To prepare the pan for the water bath, place the springform pan inside another larger pan. Fill the outside pan with enough warm water to go about halfway up the sides of the springform pan. The water should not go above the top of the edge of the aluminum foil on the springform pan. Bake for 1 hour and 30 minutes. The center should be set, but still jiggly. Turn off the oven and leave the door closed for 30 minutes. The cheesecake will continue to cook, but slowly begin to cool as well. Crack the door of the oven for 30 minutes to allow the cheesecake to continue to cool slowly. This process prevents cracking. Next, the Bavarian cream. While the cheesecake finishes cooling, make the Bavarian cream. In a small bowl, sprinkle the gelatin onto the milk and set it aside. In a medium bowl, whisk the egg yolks together and set aside. Add the heavy cream, sugar, vanilla extract, and banana extract to a large saucepan and heat over medium heat until warm. Remove the cream mixture from the heat and slowly pour the hot cream into the eggs to temper them. Add the egg and cream mixture back into the saucepan and return it to the heat. Continue cooking over a medium heat until the mixture is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon or reaches about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. It should happen fairly quickly. Add the gelatin mixture to the hot cream and stir until smooth. Pour the custard into another bowl and set that bowl inside another bowl over ice. Allow to cool at room temperature. While the custard cools, add the heavy whipping cream and powdered sugar to a large mixer bowl and whisk on high speed until stiff peaks form. When the custard is ready, gently fold the whipped cream into the custard. Be sure it's at least at room temperature so that the whipped cream doesn't wilt or melt. Remove the water bath wrapping from the cheesecake, then spread the Bavarian cream cheese evenly over the top of the cheesecake. Refrigerate the cheesecake until completely cool and firm. That's going to take about 5 to 6 hours. And finally, the topping. When the cheesecake is cool and firm, remove it from the springform pan. Add the heavy whipping cream, powdered sugar, and vanilla extract for the whipped cream topping to a large mixer bowl, and whisk on high speed until stiff peaks form. Pipe swirls of whipped cream around the edge of that cheesecake, and then serve it with sliced bananas. Cheesecake should be stored in the fridge, and it's best if eaten within 3 to 4 days. And if you're like me, after listening to all that, I don't think it's going to last 3 to 4 days. You have been listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service and our reading of the current edition of Spare Times. We hope you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I am Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and if you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.